This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Walk down the street in Thailand or China or Uganda, and you'll see teens smoking cigarettes, often with billboards of U.S. brands posted on buildings right behind them. Thanks to major public health efforts here in the U.S., cigarette smoking, the conventional type, has declined amongst U.S. teens. However, the use of other tobacco products has increased. In the U.S., there are predictors of those who are most likely to start smoking cigarettes. The more exposure a teen has to TV or the internet, the more likely they are to smoke. Teens whose parents smoke are also more likely to start. There is probably some biology at work here, and in some teens, they seem to be far more sensitive to nicotine than others. When a teen feels anxious or depressed or stressed, they are also more likely to smoke, as are those who are trying to lose weight. Now, in the developing world, these same forces are also at work. But even combined, these are minimal compared to the promotion of tobacco products in ways that play to a teen's desire to be cool, to fit in, and to be glamorous or macho. A large number of countries around the world have enacted policies or taxes to curb the promotion of cigarettes to minors and limit the sales of products that are most attractive to teens, such as flavored cigarettes. In fact, the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control was passed by 168 countries to limit tobacco promotion and sales. But an article in the Journal of Pediatrics explains these policies are being challenged by big tobacco, who feel that their right to sell product is more important than a country's right to protect its citizens from dangerous products. The tobacco companies are using trade policies to push the sale of tobacco products. They claim that trade agreements are intended to promote open markets, and they complain that national tobacco laws are intended to restrict sales. Well, they have that right. There are many examples of tobacco trade pressure. For example, Australia has strict tobacco laws, but Philip Morris, based in Hong Kong, is suing Australia, arguing that the bill violates conditions of an investment agreement between Hong Kong and Australia. Well, the World Health Organization is trying, they really are, to help enact higher taxes and limit tobacco promotion. But they're being challenged every single step of the way by the tobacco giants who are using trade-based laws to avoid restrictions on sales and marketing. Defending these national lawsuits costs countries time and money. Right now, the U.S. is negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This trade agreement does not provide any protections to assure that countries can limit tobacco sales to protect their citizens. Why can't that agreement simply exclude all tobacco products from trade protection? Oh, I guess it's because the tobacco companies would object. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.